USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott, the late-night deal on Saturday clears the way for Congress to vote on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package as soon as today. The bill includes a temporary increase in unemployment benefits of $300 a week, stimulus payments of $600 to most Americans, and a fresh round of bailouts for businesses, schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stressed the urgency of passing the bill.
We have until Sunday at midnight to secure a final agreement, draft the legislation, and move it through both chambers of Congress with alacrity. I agree with the Republican leader on this. We need to deliver an outcome and deliver it quickly.
President Trump signed a bill on Friday to fund the government through Sunday. The first shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna are on their way across the country after leaving a distribution center in Mississippi this morning. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The top four teams that will face off for the College Football National Championship have been revealed. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Notre Dame were announced as the final selections this afternoon. Alabama will meet Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl and Clemson versus Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl. The Rose Bowl has been moved from Pasadena to AT&T Stadium in Texas so parents of the players can attend. The national championship game is set for January 11th at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. Tonight in Week 15 of the NFL, the Browns are at the Giants. Afghanistan's capital of Kabul was rocked with an explosion on Sunday morning from a car bomb that killed at least 9 people and wounded 20 others, including a member of parliament, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. The death toll could be higher as crews comb through the rubble. ISIS has claimed responsibility for Saturday's rocket attack at a U.S. base in Afghanistan and in attacks in the capital over the past few months. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
NASA is hyping up Monday's epic sky show. Here's USA Radio's Dan DeRocky.
Stargazers will get a unique sight this week as Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer in the sky than they have in 400 years. The merging of the two bright objects in the night sky is called the Great Conjunction, or because it will happen during the holiday week, the Christmas Star. Dr. Henry Throop is an astronomer with NASA, and he explains why this phenomenon that usually happens every 20 years will be so unique this time around.
Now, usually, every 20 years, when Jupiter overtakes Saturn in its orbit, it passes about a degree apart from Saturn in the sky. And a degree is about twice the width of the full moon. Now, this particular time, they're coming very close, and that's just because of the alignment between them. They're not close in space. They're still hundreds of millions of kilometers apart from each other, but they're in the sky. They appear as two points very close in the sky, and it's about a tenth of a degree apart. In fact, they're so close that if you take your pinky and you extend it arm's length, you'll be able to cover both planets with just your pinky finger.
Dr. Throop says in order to see the conjunction, head outside about 45 minutes after sunset on December 21st and look over the horizon towards the southwest. The planets will be at their closest on Monday night, but will still be extremely bright on the nights of the 20th and 22nd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan DeRocky.
It is believed that in the 6th century BCE, the three wise men followed a star that led them to Bethlehem, where they found the newly born Jesus Christ. Astronomers have tried for centuries to uncover the truth. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.